Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Health officials say it is likely to be several years before there is a widely available vaccine for the Zika virus. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Obama administration is asking Congress for emergency funding for vaccine research, as well as money to control the mosquitoes that carry the virus.
Drug companies are already lining up to develop a Zika vaccine, and researchers have a head start, thanks to their work on related viruses such as dengue and yellow fever. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health says a preliminary trial of possible vaccines could begin as early as summer.
People say a vaccine won't be ready for 3 to 5 years. That's true if you're talking about dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's. But when you're in an emergency situation, I think we can move much more quickly than that and perhaps get an accelerated approval.
While Zika typically produces only mild symptoms, it's thought to be associated with serious birth defects in babies born to infected women. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Pentagon says it plans to begin formal discussions with South Korea about deploying an advanced missile defense system for the country. That follows a test over the weekend by neighboring North Korea of a long-range rocket carrying what the country has described as a satellite. While the Pentagon has confirmed North Korea put an object into space, many in the West suspect the real purpose was to test ballistic missile technology for use in a weapon. The U.S. and allies have called for what was termed an impactful response to the weekend launch. Saudi Arabia is holding out the possibility it could send special forces into Syria. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman explains, that was one topic in the Saudi foreign minister's meetings here in Washington.
Saudi foreign minister Adel Al-Jubeir says his country would provide special forces to a U.S.-led coalition to fight ISIS in Syria if such an operation occurs. He wouldn't give further details when he spoke to reporters after he met with Secretary of State John Kerry. State Department spokesman John Kirby would only say the U.S. welcomes any contributions to the fight against ISIS, including the Saudi proposal to introduce some, quote, ground elements.
Exactly what that's going to look like and how that's going to play out, I just don't think we can say right now.
He says the U.S. is still talking to the Saudis about this. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
German automaker Volkswagen says its quality control chief is leaving the company. VW announced today he'll be replaced as the carmaker grapples with a scandal over emissions system in some of its diesel-powered vehicles. Volkswagen is currently being sued by the U.S. Justice Department over software in some 600,000 of the company's diesel-powered vehicles designed to turn on emissions controls during tests and turn them off during normal driving. VW has admitted as many as 11 million vehicles worldwide may be involved. Steep losses in financial technology and other sectors helped to drag stocks down today to start the new trading week. The Dow at one point down more than 400 points, but wound up closing down 177 points at 16,027. The Nasdaq was down 79. This is NPR. Turkish authorities announced today they've recovered the bodies of 5 more migrants, raising the death toll to 27 in the latest incident involving a vessel sinking off the country's coast. At least 11 of the victims were children, according to officials. A Coast Guard statement says the search continues for those still missing after a boat carrying them to the island of Lesbos sank. A powerful storm along the mid-Atlantic has flooded coastal roads in southern Massachusetts and is now afflicting the greater Boston area with heavy snow and high winds. NPR's Arun Roth is in Boston, where schools were closed in anticipation of the storm.
The storm hit later than anticipated, but just as hard. Along with battering winds and heavy snow, a storm surge flooded shoreside roads along the coast between Cape Cod and Boston. The National Weather Service predicts that area will suffer the worst of the storm, with as much as a foot of snow on top of the flooding and heavy winds. The same storm is expected to dump snow on New Hampshire as it continues north, but the forecast calls for the weather there to be clear by midday tomorrow. Arun Roth, NPR News, Boston.
A milestone in the world of drones. With word today from the Federal Aviation Administration, there are now more people registered to fly the pilotless aircraft than there are actual licensed pilots in the U.S. FAA Administrator Michael Huerta told a legal forum the agency passed the milestone last week when it topped 325,000 registered drone owners. There are currently 320,000 licensed pilots of manned aircraft. Huerta says the number may actually be even larger in terms of unmanned aircraft, since he says many drone operators own more than one drone. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.